This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Dave, we saw a pretty supportive April dairy products report last week, and the benchmark Class 3 milk price hit the highest level in a year and a half, but we saw the global dairy trade fall 3.4% and more uncertainty on trade with President Trump reinserting tariffs on Mexican imports. What is your read on all this?
They got something for everybody, Lee. If you're a market bull or a market bear, you've got day-to-day different information that supports or refutes your case. The read I have on it, really, Lee, is that dairy products for April came in lighter than expected, really across the board, lighter than we expected here at FC Stone. And I think it's a testament, really, to the tightness on the milk supply that we have. So I think that's the main underlying factor for the market right now. Now, the trade talks with President Trump and with Mexico, I mean, these are obviously things that can put a damper on the spirits of trade, but I don't think they really change anything too dramatically.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Perhaps this is elementary, Aaron, but can you share with us the differences between spreading manure during the rainy season and the dry, hot summer months?
Yeah. When it's rainy out, you're causing potential for two problems. One is soil compaction, and compaction is a yield piece. It's not easy to repair. It takes decades. So compaction is the one problem, and the other one then is nutrient loss and water quality problems. You know, when soils are wet and it's raining out, we have an elevated risk of runoff, and so we can get nutrient losses in that surface runoff that are then having an impairment on the water quality. In addition to that, that's just nutrients going down the drain. You know, manure is really a valuable resource. It's got a complete nutrient package, you know, micros and macros, and it's an expense to apply it. And so if we can spread it at times of the year that are going to maximize that nutrient value and get the most bang for your application buck, that's really going to go a long way to improving your farm bottom line.
Aaron Pape is with UW Discovery Farms.
Wednesday.
So I'm located in Gray Summit, Missouri at the Land O'Lakes Research Farm that we have there. It's a 1,500 acre farm. We milk 300 cows on that farm. We collect individual intakes on all those cows. We have two different calf models, heifer calves that flow into hutches so we can monitor intakes, bull calves that flow into an auto feeder. And then every 8 weeks, we bring 250 high-stress calves in to a crate-type calf-raising system. So those calves are split. 200 of them go into a crate-type system. 50 of them go into another set of auto feeders, so we can do milk replacer research with those calves, too. We collect roughly 1 million data points a month on our dairy animals there.
That's Dr. Troy Wastuba, Director of Technical Innovation with Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Products.
Thursday,
where National Milk is welcoming California Dairies, Inc., the second largest U.S. dairy cooperative, into its membership.
We're obviously very pleased to have CDI in our membership. They represent the largest dairy producing state, and again, they are the second largest co-op by volume in the country. So certainly having them in our already strong and active membership is going to strengthen our ability to speak with one voice for farmers, not just in the West Coast, but really all across the country. The other thing that our board voted to do last week, Bill, is to establish a 14-person executive committee, which will expedite our ability to handle oftentimes fast-moving issues here on Capitol Hill when we need to have a smaller core of our board members together to talk about and make decisions on very important issues to dairy farmers and cooperatives.
And that's Chris Galen reporting from our nation's capital. He's Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
Some very unique things happening here in 2019 that our consumers and our dairy farmers need to pay particular attention to. Certainly one of the big factors is going to be weather. And if you haven't heard, it is really raining here in the Corn Belt, with only about 30% of the corn planted currently right now here in the Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, southern Wisconsin Corn Belt area, which produces huge amounts of corn. Normally, Bill, that should be somewhere around 66 to 70%. Again, soybeans are only 9% of the ground right now. We should be around 20%. The good news, we have time for soybeans. The bad news, corn needs to go in the ground right now, because just about for every day after May 20th, we lose about one bushel yield, and so obviously we are in that time frame. And keep our fingers crossed that we're going to have a trade agreement that goes on that will strengthen our dairy prices as well.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.